Welcome to Growing Younger Health and Fitness podcast designed for people over 40. My husband or wife need to lose weight. This is something that we hear quite often when we invite people for a conversation before they join the Growing Younger program. So a couple comes in and they say, and one of them is clearly the driver, one of them is, they're actually not the one who actually need to get on the fitness journey, but it's their partner. And they usually say things like, my husband, wife, or partner need to lose weight, need to get fit, need to get stronger. And so pretty much they've made a decision for them. And now the partner is sitting in the room and they're looking a bit lost, not sure what's happening, and they're not really keen to be there. They're not really motivated. So I guess the question for this podcast is, does it work? Like, can you get results in fitness if you're not really the one wanting the results? If you are being, to a certain degree, pushed or forced into it by your partner. So my answer is based on multiple our own experiences with this. We've had a few couples where it's totally the idea of one of the partners to join, and they want their partner to, you know, get, you know, lose weight, get fitter, and that particular person is just not interested. Okay, so in our experience, most of the time it does not work. Okay, so the thing is that one of the main rules of goal setting is that the goal needs to be your own goal. Okay, it can't be someone else's goal. Okay, it has to come from the inside. So you need to one day decide that, yeah, I've had enough. I'm sick and tired of being unfit, unhealthy, or possibly overweight, and I want to do something about it. Okay, it can't come from your family member. It just does not work. And the reason why it doesn't work is because, you know, look, let's face it, fitness journey is not easy. Okay, some days the going gets tough. You might not feel like coming to the gym to work out, or not. You might not feel like sticking to your nutrition plan. And it'll be so much easier for you to just say, "Oh, look, I've stuffed it. I've had enough. I'm just gonna give up." Okay, if it is not your motivation. But if you have a big why, if the drive comes from the inside of you, and you have a big, massive reason for wanting to lose weight, wanting to get fit, it's totally different story. Because at the times when it's going gets tough, you will always go back and you think about why you started in the first place. And this is what actually keeps you going. This is what keeps you on your path to getting the results. So I guess that answers that part. Now, the other thing is, obviously, if your partner is unhealthy and you feel concerned for them, you're not sure what to do, it doesn't mean you have to do nothing, okay? What you should probably be concentrating your efforts on is helping them find the reason to change. So help them understand that, you know, keeping doing the same things, or, you know, the outcome is not going to be great. And you probably should try and find something that's a bit of shock therapy. You might say things like, look, you know, if you carry on in this way, 10 years down the track, you may not be around. You may not, you might get, diabetes or heart attack or stroke or something along those lines. So you have to find the reason for them to get motivated. So quite often, family is a really good reason. So for example, you know, you might have kids or grandkids that you want to obviously spend quality time with. And sometimes when people get really unfit or overweight, they can't even keep up with grandkids or kids, you know, because you just can't keep up. So that could be a really good emotional reason, or a big why for you to make a change. I remember one interesting case that I should probably mention. We had a lady a couple of years ago who wanted to join the Growing Younger program, and she was very significantly overweight. I think something like probably 35, 40 kilos overweight. And when she came for a conversation with us, what she said to us was that she's been, you know, she's been unfit and overweight for a number of years, and she pretty much didn't do anything about it. Now, one day she was looking after her grandchild, what happened was they were going for a walk, and the grandchild, I think they were probably maybe 5 years old, something along those lines. The child decided they just ran, you know how kids do, and because she was so big and overweight, she just could not keep up with them. Now the child was a road, and the child ran onto the road, and she just could not, get there in time. Now luckily, nothing bad happened, right, that particular time. But what she realized that unless she was going to do something about it, unless she was going to get fitter, she wouldn't be able to look after her grandchildren anymore, because it's just simply unsafe. So that's kind of what changed her mind. This is what actually, this is what broke this. This was the straw that broke the camel's back, I guess you could say. This was the trigger that made her come to us and ask for help. It's those things, those emotional things that you need to look for to help your partner find a big motivator, a big reason to change. And then once they get motivated, this is the time when you want to bring them to the fitness facility and actually get them started. Not when, if they are completely demotivated, if they don't want to hear about the fitness, then it's probably not going to work. Now, one more thing I need to mention as well is that once they get started, so once they get on their fitness journey, and probably it will probably take at least a month for them to actually start to see a little bit of a change in their body, they start to see some results, the motivation will improve, okay? So once you start exercising, once you start seeing a bit of a change, your motivation will normally increase. So that's a good thing. We actually ran a survey last year sometime, and what we've actually found is we ask all the people who join, like, what is your motivation score? Like, on a scale of 0 to 10, how motivated are you to, you know, make things better, to get fit, to get healthier, whatever your goals are? And what we have found is that after about 6 months of being in the program, people are more motivated to keep going, to get results, than they were when they started, which is quite amazing, because my intuition was like it would be the opposite. So you get excited, you join the program, and then kind of the motivation fades away. But no, that's not the case. So once people start seeing results, they get into the exercise, they actually feel better. They see that life is actually better when you're healthy and fit. You have more energy, your whole sense of well-being is much better. So the motivation level increases as you go. As long as you don't give up in the first month or two, your motivation levels will increase. And that's why, you know, you see a lot of people who, they go from being completely unfit to super healthy to being like a health advocate, because they become so motivated and they try to pull others into and help others to get into fitness as well. So hopefully this helps. If you have a partner who is unhealthy, this will give you a few pointers, and then hopefully will help to change their life for the better as well. Okay, all the best for now.
Okay guys, so I hope you found the podcast of value. If you did and you're struggling with your own health and fitness journey, there's a link in the description for a free discovery call with me. And that free discovery call, we're going to cover off a little bit about you, your history, your goals, what you want to achieve, and maybe we can help you or not with your own health and fitness goal. So if that does sound like something that you'd like to do, then click on the link in the description, and I look forward to chatting to you in the very near future. Have a good day guys, bye-bye.